and a sword in his hand, and he's riding a white horse across this land. He has fire in his eyes and the sword in his hand. He's riding a white horse all across this land. He's calling out to you and me. You ride with me. He has fire in his eyes and a sword in his hand, and he's riding a white horse across this land.
Well, greetings everybody, Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight right here around the world on WWRB 3.185. It's a clear channel. We got a great program for you, part three of the family name. We're going to get into it and going to tell you, you can't go without being in the name. It's that simple. I pray tonight, may Yahweh bless you. May he grace you. May he give you the knowledge of his wonderful name. I'll be right back. Yahweh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are joining you live. We want you to ride with us tonight. We're going into the Word. We want you to get in with us, and let's mount up and ride into truth. Revelation, Isaiah 30:27. See, the name of Yahweh comes from afar. Oh, isn't that wonderful? I wonder where he came from. Why did he come to this earth? To claim a people before His name. It's just that simple. I'm going to repeat that. To claim a people before His name. Now, the Bible tells us what's in a name. Genesis 17 and 5, Yahweh said, "No longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be Abraham. For I have made you a father of many nations." And so in this case, Abraham is the father of many nations. Out of that nations of Abrahamic seed, there's only one seed that he's interested in. You know which one it is? Just one now. There's only one seed that he's interested in. And that's the seed of Shem. Now, that's exclusive. It excludes everything else in Abraham. Well, if you really look at the situation here, the Bible says that in John 8:40, well, let's go to John 8:37 for just a moment. Here it says, "I know that you're Abraham's seed. I know that. But you see, although Abraham meant father of many nations or seeds," now the word nation would be, it would be given as sperm, seed, blood. And so then, Abraham would become the father of many bloods. But, now listen to this, exclusive, there's only one bloodline, the house of Shem. And that's why, you see, a lot of the Gentile people get it right when they say, "Oh, the Jews are God's chosen people." Not that they get it right when they claim that the Jews are God's chosen people, because that's not true. In context. Out of context, it could be true if you're talking about the house of, or the sons of, Yahutah. But there was a mixed blood from the house of Yahutah. So not everything that says he's a Jew is a Jew. See, the name of Yahweh comes from afar with burning anger and dense clouds of smoke. His lips are full of wrath. His tongue is a consuming fire. Now, ladies and gentlemen, a consuming fire. What is God? A consuming fire. And so that burns out everything that's not like Yahweh. Now, listen. Let me repeat this. That really burns out everything that is not of Yahweh. He said, "I have chosen you, the fewest people on earth, with knowledge." Now listen to me. You're destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You could be His people, and yet you could destroy yourself because you're stupid. Lack of knowledge is stupidity. And the Bible said your stupidity, basically, at one time He winked at, but now He's called on everyone to repent and get into faith. In 1 Samuel chapter 25:25, now listen to me. There was a man in the Bible named Nabal. And the word Nabal is appropriate. It means fool and folly. There's a lot of Nabals that are claiming to be Christians that are in folly, and they're foolish fools who have said in their heart, "It don't matter what name, Pastor Buddy." Have you ever heard that? That's all I hear. When I preach exclusive relationship to the Father and His great name. They come and say, oh, it don't matter. God's got many names and He loves everybody that loves Him. Well, let's see now. He loves everybody that loves Him. I could go along with that. If you really love Him. But there's so many people that say they love Him with their mouth. But their heart, like Nabal, his name is Fool or Folly. Esau said in Genesis 27, verse 36, Esau, talking about Jacob, he said, isn't he rightly named Jacob? He has deceived me these two times. Esau got deceived. Now, he wanted something. His hunger was for the outward man, to supply the needs of the outward. Most people's labor is just to feed their face. And yet, it's never full. You'll get up in the morning. I've eaten a meal, and I could swear right at that moment. I mean, just eat just one more bite of food would just a thought of it would make you sick. You can't need nothing else. But you wait till that digest, and then you're going to be just as hungry as you was before you ate that big meal where you didn't think you'd ever be hungry anymore in your life. Well, that's the same thing with Yahweh. Listen to this. In John chapter 12, listen to me now, verse 13, they took palm branches and went out to meet Him shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of Yahweh. You know why they said that? Because this little, obscure lad that they assumed was Joseph's son, who was talking all this strange stuff, when he told them that he was Yahweh, they laughed him to scorn. Now, the common people heard him. The common people heard him well. But the rich, the elite, they couldn't hear that. May your eyes be open toward this temple night and day. Now, question. Which temple is he talking about now? At that time, he was talking, the prophet David, Solomon, was talking about that physical temple that they had built where the theocratical government of Israel, not Judah. I wish people quit saying it's the Jews or God's chosen people. It's Israel. Israel comprises 13 tribes, not just one. And yet, so many people have been deceived, they can't shout Hosanna and blessed is he that comes in the name of Yahweh because they're so divided and so lost and so deceived. And they have a lack of knowledge. The Bible says, since you reject knowledge, I will reject you. Now, how are you going to get around something like that? I have chosen and consecrated this temple so that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there. Now, what temple? We know that that's a temple you could see, but Yahweh don't dwell now in temples made by hands you can see. You see, that's where these people today, especially Christian Gentiles, who think that God's chosen people, the Jews, are going to go back to Jerusalem and build a temple that Yahweh's going to set in. He didn't say He's going to set in the temple. That's what they say. He never made that. Here he says, my name that has been consecrated will be there forever. Now, question. If that's the case, then the physical temple is gone. It wouldn't be there forever. Do you understand what I'm talking about? He wasn't talking about the physical temple even at that time. Solomon got it built, and here's what he said. When he dedicated and consecrated, the Bible said that the Spirit of Yahweh came down and filled the temple, and everybody had to exit the temple because they couldn't stand to minister in that location, not because it was the holiness of the physical temple, but because the spiritual, physical exemplified where is today the Holy Ghost in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hebrews 1 and 3. Now listen to me. The sun is the radiance of Yahweh's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word. After He had provided purification for sins, He sat down on the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. So He became as much more superior to the angels, listen to this now, here it is, as the name He inherited is superior to theirs. Now, are you with me? His name is superior. Now, what's that talking about? That His name is superior. I will bow down, Psalms 138, and will praise Your name for Your love and Your faithfulness, for You have exalted Your name above all things, Yahweh. His name. In the book of the New Testament, it says that this name is the name of the whole family in heaven and earth. Now, I'm going to repeat that. What if you don't have that name? You say, oh, the name just don't really mean a whole lot, Pastor Buddy. I know you dwell on that quite a bit, but it don't matter what name you're baptized in. It don't matter what name you call on. Okay, now let me go here. Help me out here. Matthew 1:21. She shall give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name of salvation, because he will save his people from their sins. Now, he's going to give him the name of salvation. Yahweh, Yeshua, means Yahweh salvation. Now, what name did they give? Everybody says it's Jesus. No, they didn't give him that name. I'm going to read you Acts 4:11 and 12. Let me give you 12. Salvation is found in no one else. For there is none other name under heaven given by men by which we must be saved. Now, I want to repeat that. If there's no other name, and you really believe that, you really believe that name has salvation. A lot of you see, the reason you don't believe that is because you haven't focused on family. You need to focus on family. My last name is Johnson. In Hebrew, it's Yahkahamah. Yah. When you say hallelujah, listen to Psalms here, 68 and verse 4. Praise His name. Praise His name. The name of Yah. Now, in your Strong's Bible, check it out now and say, Pastor Buddy's not right. I'm not trying to mislead you. You will turn into your Revised Version. Now, the Revised Version means it's been changed to Jah, J-A-H. They're indicating the short poetic form of Jehovah. Ladies and gentlemen, I hate to make you mad, but there is just as much salvation in an alligator than there is in Jehovah. Now, I know that's really going to, you know, turn you off. But in the day to come, let me tell you what's going to turn you on. all nations that forget Him, all nations that forsake Him, are going to be turned into hell. Again, it's all about family. I just wish I could emphasize that and give you a direct reference to family. Now, I am going to offer you a challenge tonight. If you can prove to me that there's salvation in any other name other than Yahweh, I want you to give it to me. Now, I'm going to repeat this. If there is any other name other than Yahweh, Yahushua, the name of salvation, praise Him in His name Yah, not Jah. There's no salvation in Jehovah. Even the Jehovah Witness will tell you that that's not His name. In correct Hebrew, it's Yahweh. Oh, but Pastor Buddy, we've worshipped in this beautiful name of Jehovah so long. It is in the poetic scripture of the Revised Version of the King James. Was it in the original? No. You see, they'll think to change not only times and laws, and the law said, if you worship any other god, this is Exodus 22:20, if you worship any other god save Yahweh only, you shall be utterly destroyed. I didn't write that. Check it out, Exodus 22:20. Again, Exodus 22:20, if you worship any other name other than Yahweh, you're going to be utterly destroyed. John 14:26 says, the Counselor, or the Holy Ruach, or the Holy Spirit, some say the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in My name. I want to ask you a question. If the Son came in the Father's name and He'll send the Holy Ghost in the Father's name, what name would you want to be baptized in? And yet you play around. You're not thoroughly convinced. I'm not preaching hard enough. If I was preaching hard enough, I would have convinced you that you are washed and sanctified and justified in the name of Yahweh. For there's no other name given under heaven whereby you can be saved. Did you know that your body, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, is the temple? And you're waiting, you're sitting around waiting for the Jews to build one over there? Do you not know that the body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you and whom you have received from the Father. Now, I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that the name of Yahweh is a strong tower. Proverbs 18 and 10. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of Yahweh. Yahweh, Luke 10:17. Yahweh, even the devils submit to us in Your name. You did not choose me, John 15:16, but I have chosen you and appointed you to bear fruit. That when you call on the Father, He will give you whatsoever you ask in My name. Now, if the Father and the Son is not the same person, you see, the Father was a spirit, became a person, and talked in riddles and parables, and deceive the very elect. If you can't figure this out, you ain't got it. You ain't going to get it until you figure, go figure now, of John 17:11, I will remain in the world no longer. I'm fixed to go. But you will be in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of Your name, the name You gave me, so that they may be one as we are. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe in Your name. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction so that the Scripture can be fulfilled. For where two or three, listen to me now, now we're getting down to the ecclesiastical body of Yahweh's people. Straight is the way, narrow is the way, and a few there be that find it. Are you with me? Straight is the way, and narrow is the gate, and a few there be that find it. Have you found the family name? Have you recognized the family name? John 5:43, I have come in my Father's name. If the Father's name, approximately 6,000 times, in the Old Testament was Yahweh, what name did he come in? Jesus? I don't think so. Christ? I don't think so. Jehovah? Uh-uh. There is no salvation in any other name except the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, the Holy Ghost comes in his name, the Father's name. The Son is waiting for you in a manifested body to give you the name of the Father. Now listen to this one. All that will ever learn of the Father will come to me. St. John chapter 6. All, let me repeat that. All that will ever come to me that learns of the Father. When you learn who the Father is, you're going to come to Yahweh, the Savior. Whew. Is there another name? I wouldn't think so. Why? Why isn't there another name to be called on? Because the Bible said they wouldn't. Now, you say, oh, but I love Jesus so much, I'm going to stay with that pastor buddy now. Mom was in it, and Dad was in it, and you come along, and you tell me there ain't no salvation in that name, and you just piss me off. You just tell me that I'm in trouble because I won't call on Yahweh's name. How can you call on Yahweh in whom you have not heard? How can you hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? Are you with me? You say, oh yeah, but that don't mean nothing to me, because I know very well that my mom's in heaven or my dad's in heaven. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a problem here. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 21. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. Romans 14. Now, if you're going to bow and confess, are you think he's going to accept a false name? I pray tell you now. I know it's good for mom, it's good for dad, and good for you to think that mom and dad had the right name. And in all the time, they didn't have the right name. Let me give you a scripture. There are those that will say, Lord, haven't we done many wonderful works in your name? And he will say, listen to what he's going to say. Now, it ain't out of his character to say what I'm going to say here, because it's the Word. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. Now, they've done all kinds of work for the Lord. They've missionaried. They've compassed land and sea. And that didn't move the Father. That didn't move the Son. And it certainly didn't move the Holy Ghost, because they did not do it in His name. His name alone is Yahweh. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 7, the third commandment, you shall not wrongfully use the name of Yahweh. I will not acquit anyone who misuses my name. Now, this ain't Pastor Buddy. This is that man that says, every knee's going to bow to me and every tongue's going to confess that if you make wrongful use of the name or fail to use the name, I will not acquit you who misuses or takes my name in vain. Listen to this one. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 20. But a prophet who presumptuously to speak in my name anything I have not commanded him to say must be put to death. Whew. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to indict 99% of the world who uses false names, the words, you're justified by your words and you're condemned by your words. Listen to me now. Knowing this, what manner of man that you ought to be, you shall, Deuteronomy 5:11, you shall not misuse the name of Yahweh. For Yahweh will hold you guilty who misuses His name. I'm going to repeat that for you. I'm talking about the family name tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I hope and trust you can see this. You shall not misuse my name. For I will hold you guilty that misuses my name. Are you with me now? Exodus 20 and 7. Deuteronomy 18 and 20. Deuteronomy 5 and 11. Jeremiah 23, listen to this one, 25 through 27. I have heard what the prophets say that prophesy lies in my name. Lies. They prophesy lies. They say, well, I've had a dream. I had a dream. They think the dreams that they tell one another will make my people forget my name just as their fathers forget my name through Baal worship. That's Lord worship. Many shall call me Lord. Baal, go to the concordance. Look up the word Baal, Strong's number, and it says Lord. Matthew 7:22, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy? 7:22. Did we not prophesy in your name and in your name cast out demons and perform miracles? They're doing it today. Psalms 139 verse 20, your adversaries, your enemies, Yahweh, misuse your name. For Matthew 24:5 says, many will come in my name. I'm telling you that I'm Jesus or Jehovah and will deceive many. Are you with me now? Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Many will come in the last days saying, Lord, Lord, haven't we done many wonderful works in your name? Don't you know that the body is a temple and you're waiting on them to build one over there and you don't even recognize where Yahweh wants to dwell? You think He wants to dwell in that place over there? They come, well, the Jews are building in the temple, Pastor Buddy. Glory to God. Shundai. You know, it just makes me sick. I mean, I wish I had a sword. I wish I was permitted to cut their head off. I really do. I just wish. Using the word wish just long enough to line up all of the preachers on the earth. And if they couldn't read their teachings in truth, to cut their head off or hang them. Boy, there'd be a lot of them swinging, wouldn't they? John 14:13, I will do whatever you ask in my name. so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. John 16:23, listen to me. In that day, you will no longer ask me anything. I'll tell you the truth. My Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Listen to this now. My Father will give you anything that you ask in my name. So the Son and the Father had to have the same name. When you glorify one, you glorify the other. Said, until now, you've not asked anything in my name. They didn't even know his name. Did you know that the apostles didn't know the true name of Yahweh Almighty? They'd never heard it spoke. You know why? Jeremiah 23, verse 25 and 26 and 27. You prophets, you Jews who have said, oh, the name of Yahweh is too holy. So they forgot the name of Yahweh for Lord and for God and for Jehovah and for Jesus. We're looking for a family name here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and we're declaring unto you that the name of Yahweh will submit even and rule over the demons and the devils who despise and misuse that name. But wherever, Matthew 18:20 now, again, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, I'm amongst them. Oh, it's wonderful. I just get with a couple of brothers and, you know, and usually I just listen to them, and if they love Yahweh, they be talking about Yahweh, and it just thrills my soul to hear people accept the name and listen to all these others who fulfill John 5:43. I have come in my Father's name and you will not accept me. Yahweh came. They'll accept Jesus. They'll accept Jehovah. They'll accept anything that's out of the name of Yahweh, that's against His name, that they have experienced. But the Bible says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, do it all in the name of Yahweh, giving thanks unto the Father by Him. Our little sister out in the great state of Missouri, she got baptized in the precious, loving, sweet, magnificent, magnanimous name that's above every name. Let the heathen rejoice when they hear my name. Let them repent and let them come and not be ashamed of my name. The name is the inner character and the power of the Mighty One. Yahweh wants to bless you. Yahweh wants to heal you. Yahweh wants to let you know that you passed from death unto life because you did not wrongfully use the name of Yahweh. Because those that do, Yahweh will not acquit you in the day of judgment. You're going to have what is known as gate trouble. I'm going to say this again. When you misuse the name of Yahweh, I've heard what the prophets say that prophesy these lies, calling on Baal, Lord, God. There's many lords and there's many gods. What name do you believe that the Bible tells you in its authentic, original, written language? Yeah, they come in and change it. They're deceiving many by changing it. Because the beast opened his mouth in Revelations 13 and 6. And he opened his mouth to blaspheme the family name. Read it right there. Read it. Satan loves to tempt And Satan loves to deceive, and Satan loves to destroy people, having them call on a name that seems right. And the end thereof is death. Again, Revelations 13 and 6, the devil opened his mouth to blaspheme God, to slander His name. And those who live in heaven and went out to make war with the family of Yahweh, both in heaven and in earth. It's a name above all names. If you do not believe that I am He, you'll die in your sins. Oh my. Matthew in chapter 6, verse 9, this great prayer. This is how you should pray, saith the Father. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Family. Feelings is deceitful. Jacob felt like for 17 years that his son Joseph, his special son, his birthright son, he felt like he was dead. Yahweh had him hid, growing corn to feed his father. Woo, hallelujah. Blessed is he that hungereth and thirsteth after righteousness. Yahweh said in Psalms chapter 5, verse 11, let all who take refuge in you, Yahweh, be glad. Let them sing for joy. Spread your protection over them. Those who love your name can rejoice always in you. You may persecute, you may talk evil. You say, well, I know Pastor Buddy, he's crazy, glory to God. He's telling you that Proverbs 18:10 says the name of Yahweh is a strong tower and righteous run in. I don't have to run in that old Yahweh name. I heard it's a cult. Oh, you did? Yeah, well, why is it a cult? Well, you know, there ain't many of them. Shoot, Jesus is taking the world by storm. Our preachers and our evangelists are going worldwide. They're going to Africa. They're going to Timbuktu. Yeah, that's right. To make them twofold more the child of hell than they were to begin with. Are you with me tonight, ladies and gentlemen? Are you listening to me? That all them that take refuge in Him rejoice. For the name of Yahweh is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they're safe. Are you going to call on this family name? Call anybody up that's ever been baptized in Yahweh's name. Ask them if there's a difference. I was baptized as a Baptist boy, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Call me up and ask me if there's a difference. I was baptized and preached for 30 years. In Jesus' name. Call me up tonight and ask me if there's a difference in the name of Yahweh. It is superior. Now, I'm going to tell you how. I'm going to tell you how to test this. Get you a stethoscope. Hang it over your ears. And breathe in. See if that sounds like Jesus. Your breath in you, greater is He that is in you by nature. Yahweh made you to praise Him. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of Yahweh. I will anoint him with blessings above his fellows. I'll give him a name above every name, that at the name of Yahweh, the Savior, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. It's the family crest. Woo! Oh, glory! Praise Yahweh. It's a family crest. They're not called by your name, Yahweh. You never knew them. Ladies and gentlemen, if you believe that you've passed from death unto life, because you love the name of Yahweh, I said, put it to a test. Get down on your knees where you're taller than trees. And a tree is a wah, starts with a Y, don't start with a J. Even the name of Jesus in the original, if he was to use Jesus, it would start with a Y. So you know that the name Jesus is not the original name. You say, it doesn't really matter. God knows your heart, Pastor Buddy. If you can't be taught, if you will not hear the Word, if you will not have His name in water baptism for the remission of your sins, you're blind, you're deaf, you're ignorant, you're stupid, and you're twice dead. Plucked up by the roots. You know why? Because the fool, like Nabal, has said in his heart, well, it don't really matter. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of Yahweh. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of Yahweh. It's a name above all names. It's a name above all names. Who will declare it? Who will declare it? It's a name above all names. Yahweh, His name is wonderful. Glory. Hallelujah. Man, I'm telling you, I'm so thankful that I can say tonight. Let me tell you what I can say. Hallelujah. Woo! I know what I'm saying. I'm in the family. It's a family name. I'm baptized in the name of Yahweh only. The Father and the Son, they are the same. It's the only way to get from earth to glory. Repent today. Be baptized in His name. Now, we got modern preachers. They'll preach to you and say, no need of baptizing in the name of the family way. But Yahweh, He declared it and said, be born again. Be baptized in Yahweh's name for the remission of your sins. Now, say it with me, family. Hallelujah. Say it again. Hallelujah. One more time. Hallelujah. What a great, wonderful, magnanimous, and most magnificent name above all names. It's family. I'll see you tomorrow night. Yahweh willing and the creek don't rise. I'll see you along about 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. This will be 7 o'clock Central tomorrow night with another message concerning the truth of the Bible. You don't want to miss it. Tune in. Tell your friends about our program. Go to our website, oneyahweh.com. Brother Bob maintains that. He don't let a fly light on it until he casts it out in the name of Yahweh. Just go and take this name upon you. Repent and be born of Him today. It is the only way. Yes, I'm baptized in the name, the Father's name, the Son's name, and the Holy Ghost's name. I'm baptized in the name of Yahweh. And everybody say one more time, hallelujah. What a wonderful name. Now, let me talk to you just a little bit tonight about our feast site. We have long wanted, desired, prayed for, like the assembly on the day of Pentecost. You know what they wanted to do? They wanted to come together. They wanted to have all things in common. And the Bible says they sold their possessions. I'm just going to ask you tonight, have you got something that you could sell, that you could do about? Something that perhaps just sitting around and you're too stingy to give it away, and you're afraid of your wife if you did, and she'd beat you over the head with a broomstick. Sell it. Sell something today and write Pastor Buddy a letter. Address it to Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. Again, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. And Yahweh would love you. Yahweh could bless you abundantly if you did it for the right name, the family name. Now, if you believe my message tonight, and you can send us a tithe, we really need it in these hard times to preach longer and harder. I'd like to work while I'm living. Man's born of a woman a few days and a full of trouble, and I got work to do. Praise Yahweh. I want to preach for him. I want to teach for him. I want to lift up his name and say hallelujah. It's a name above all names. It's a family name. That's what I'm preaching tonight. The family name of Yahweh. A strong tower. You know what a tower is? It's a place to defend and to resist the devil. Your armor. You put it on. And the first thing you put on is the name. They'll see. Listen to me now. Deuteronomy 28:10. They shall see that you're called by the name of Yahweh. There it says Lord when you turn over there in your King James Bible. Just chunk that. Everywhere you see Lord, put Yah and say hallelujah. They'll see that you're called by the name of Yah. Hallelujah. You say it in church. Don't be ashamed of it. Tell the people you believe his name is Yahweh. Stand right up and tell the pastor. If he won't preach it, let him go to hell. You declare it. If you're ashamed of Yahweh and his name, and you won't declare it, if you keep going to that place where they won't glorify Yahweh, they stand in the door and they wouldn't go in themselves and hinder them, it would. You can be put on notice. Yahweh's coming back after a people that's kept the faith and hadn't denied his name. You can call me tonight, area code 423-626-2172. Sponsored tonight by Brother Paul. 1-800-253-2748. Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. And the many listeners that tithe to Pastor Buddy. I really appreciate you. You're dear to my heart. We're going to spend every penny. We're going to spend every penny that we get in a fee site. We want it free of all debt. We don't want to pay the Jews any interest. Help us. Help us to do that. And Yahweh will bless you. If you've got a little extra tithing laid back, remember me. I'm going tomorrow, Yahweh willing, we can get the hookup to look at this fee site that I really like. Pray for it. Pray about it. And we will assure you, if you're in Yahweh's name or you want to hear the teaching of Yahweh, you can come, you can camp there on the property, and you can study. Pastor Buddy will teach you, and Yahweh will bless you, and Yahweh will anoint you, and Yahweh will give you the sure mercies of David for those who love this family name. Do you know it? Do you know it, ladies and gentlemen? Do you know that family name? Oh, it's full of love. That's how you know you pass from death to life, because you love your brother who's in the family name, your sister who's in the family name. Well, Yahweh bless you is my prayer. I'll see you, like I said, I'll see you Monday night as we ride again. Well, I'll be tomorrow night, basically. We'll ride again tomorrow night, and then we'll see you Monday night. Tune in tomorrow night. That's at 8 o'clock. We're on the early show tomorrow night. You pick us up. We'll see you then. Yahweh bless you. and I love you very much.
Fire in his eyes and a sword in his hand, and he's riding a white horse across this land. He has fire in his eyes and a sword in his hand. He's riding a white horse all across this land. He's calling out to you and me.